Good Ner Shabbos, everybody. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 180. We're talking about self-esteem from Rutorsky's book. And we're going to talk today a very important topic about compartmentalization, which basically is when you split your life into different aspects because of a negative self-image. Because some people think negative self-image that is global overall. In other words, they think negatively of themselves and in every possible way, in every facet of life. Others, though, have a partial distortion of the self-perception, which is also a problem. In other words, they recognize they do have some positive qualities about themselves. They acknowledge that to a degree, but they negatively distort other aspects of their personality. And therefore, they have sort of like a split life that way in a very unhealthy way. So here's an example that Rabbi Tversky brings out of a real person that he interacted with. And when you listen, every time I give these examples, you'll see yourself very often in these examples in your own way. So Dr. Brown spent most of his waking hours in either the hospital or the office, weekends included. He began his hospital rounds early in the morning, went to the office in the afternoon, and returned to the hospital until late at night. He was a teacher par excellence, greatly admired by the house staff, students, and nurses, and his patients virtually adored him. Some of the nurses commented that the reason he spent all his time in the hospital was to avoid his home. They assumed his wife was a shrew, a very difficult person. Now, one day, Rutorsky says, I received a call from Dr. Brown, who asked me to see his wife about her depression. I was rather surprised to meet a woman who was the peak of kindness and gentleness, nothing like what the nurses had pictured. They pictured her to be a difficult person because of the husband just working, putting all his hours at work, not at home. And she was not like that. She was a very kind, gentle person. In relating to the factors that she had contributed to her depression, she said, you know my husband, how dedicated he is to medicine. Well, I'm an insecure person, and I've always needed a shoulder to rest my head on, but he was never there for me. Our children grew up without a father. Oh yes, if they were sick, he took excellent care of them, but he was their doctor rather than their father. So Tversky said, I subsequently interviewed her husband, whom I knew not to be only a first-rate physician, but also a wonderful person. It came to light that he thought poorly of himself as a person. His negative self-concept did not extend to his profession, but as a human being. So therefore, he felt inadequate. So some of you, I'm going to just pause for a moment to point out, we may see ourselves that we may feel good, let's say, about work, so we'll delve into work. We're not comfortable at home because we're not as good. We feel we have a negative self-image. I'm not a good father. I'm not a good husband. I'm challenged there. And you have a negative distortion over there. And that's why you avoid those situations. So Dr. Brown here was comfortable at the hospital and at his office because he felt adequate as a doctor. But at home, he had to function as a person, providing emotional support for his wife and guidance for his children. Because he felt inadequate in that latter role, he avoided it. So if on a stifling hot summer day, we have access to two rooms, one is air conditioned, we will certainly choose the more comfortable room. That's a law of nature. Living things gravitate to what's most comfortable for them. So for Dr. Brown, the hospital and the office were more comfortable. Home to him was uncomfortable, not because his family was too demanding or inconsiderate, but because he felt he lacked what the family needed. People also, when they go to shul or in the Beis Medrash or in yeshiva, they try to avoid going to these places because they feel inadequate there. It's a very important thing in shuls and yeshivas and rabban to make everyone feel at home, and they should feel at home, because people avoid it because they have a negative self-image of themselves and they run away from those situations. Like many other people who spend excessive hours at the office, Dr. Brown was able to deceive himself that his professional responsibilities demanded these hours. This was not true for him, and certainly not true for many others who did not spend enough time with their families. This is called compartmentalized, when you put your life in compartments. There are many, many people who do this. You ask a person who he is, they won't tell you who he is. They'll say what they do. not too many people will respond, you know, when you ask them, you know, who you are. Oh, I'm a gentle, soft-spoken person, and I enjoy reading, and I'm a nature lover. No, most people will say no. They're an accountant, or they're a legal secretary, or they're a computer analyst, or they're a magen shir. Their identity is essentially tied up to what they do, and their sense of self is very limited. They don't recognize who they actually are. Here's another example Rabbi Tversky brought down. A dancer sought psychiatric consultation for depression. In describing the pervasive feeling of dejection that had been plaguing her since childhood, she noticeably brightened up when she talked about her performing. That's when the true me comes out, she says. Since she performed only several hours a week, her true self appeared only a small fraction of her life. For the most of the week, she was depressed and down. She had no knowledge of her true self, only a mistaken concept of which she escaped to when she performed skillfully. She was a perfect example of look at what I do, not what I am. This is a plague in our generation where it's based on just what you do and not what you are. And very often, people avoid their husbands, avoid their wives. Wives avoid their husbands, not because they're bad people and not because of anything else other than they feel inadequate as husbands and wives. Because this is real life, so they feel like failures, or they feel like they're not, you know, it's more challenging to their own personal self because they have to look themselves in the mirror and work on their midos and their inner work, and they feel inadequate and low and not worthy, so they run away. And that's a very sad thing, because when you develop a healthy self-esteem, you develop those parts of your personality that are very, very important, and you thrive. Another example he brings down, Rabbi Tversky, that is a school teacher whose marriage has deteriorated because of his emotional abusiveness, refused to accept Rabbi Tversky's suggestion that his behavior was related to low self-esteem. It was clear that he sought to enforce his sagging self-confidence and self-concept by exercising his authority as a master of the house. And he said, this guy, I do not have poor self-esteem. I'm an excellent teacher, and I've been selected several times by the students in the school as the best teacher on the staff. Parents are invariably thrilled when they find out their children are in my class. Like a doctor and a dancer, his identity was as a teacher, not as a person. And since he could not do any teaching with his wife, he felt bankrupt in her presence. Although his presence at school was exemplary, his behavior at home was intolerable and abusive. As a good teacher, he would listen and teach and relate with feelings of self-confidence, but as a husband, he felt unworthy and acted defensively by adopting overbearing attitude. So here, by the way, is an example where you find many, very often, that people, husbands and wives, men and women, they behave better in outside settings, at their work setting, or when they are doing even their communal work of chesed, of helping people, of whatever it is that they're doing in shul. They come out as a very wonderful, beautiful, nice person, but in their home, they are acting not properly. Now, some of it is general midos, where people tend to be more lax and more free and not be sensitive to people that are closest to them. So that's reason number one that's true that he's not mentioning here, which is also true that people basically, when they're not familiar with people or they want to leave an impression on outside people, so they will impress them with their good behavior. They will listen, they will warm, they will talk, they will be warm. But to their own husbands or wives and to their own children, they'll act very negatively because they're familiar with them and they know them and that's where they let off their steam. And you have many people that have lead this double life. And Rav Chaim Vital once said, that we quoted very often, heard Rav Franz share, must be a Kabbalah Messiah Ishmi Pi Yishma Rav Chaim Vital, because I never saw it in his writings itself. I always ask people when I say this that if they could see from the writings or if they have a makor, it's probably in a sefer that brings down Rav Chaim Vital's words, but it's MS Gomer, that when you go cheshbon, you could do all the chassadim with other people, but if you were mean and abusive to your own wife, to your own husband, that you're going to be held accountable for that. That's where the main thing is. That's where the main shayrish of Bein al-Chaver. So that's one aspect of why people do this. The second aspect is because in reality, very often, when one is good in their profession, or even just adequate in their profession, or in their learning, or in their other things, so in those fields, in those things, they're comfortable, and they perform, and they'll be successful, and they're happy there. While at home, because it's real life, and you have to do a lot of work, you feel inadequate. It is true what Rav Tversky is saying, that there's a lot of self-esteem issues that come from the fact that you feel not worthy being a husband or a wife or navigating the home with the children. And because you feel inadequate, you run to where you do feel adequate. When you are in your career or in your interactions with chesed or in your whatever it is you excel in or are better at, that's what you gravitate to. So it's very important to develop your self-esteem, to recognize here's where the Ikar Avoda is of self-work, to be a mensch to your husband, to be a mensch to your wife, to be a loving father, a loving mother, and working towards having a healthy family dynamic and healthy shalom bayis. Bracha v'atzlacha.